This is Fresh Air. In the new indie comedy, The Adults, Michael Cera plays a guy who returns home to see his two sisters after 3 years apart. It was written and directed by Dustin Guy DeFay, who also cast Cera in his 2017 ensemble film, Person to Person. The Adults is in theaters this week, and our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
Michael Cera has been doing a lot of TV lately, but it's nice to see him back on the big screen for the first time in 5 years. You might have seen him steal a few scenes in Barbie as Alan, the discontinued Mattel doll briefly introduced in the 1960s as Ken's best friend. Cera's always been good playing oddballs and misfits, to the point of being typecast. And sure enough, he plays another one in his new comedy, The Adults. But his character, Eric, is one of his more interesting roles. He's tricky and temperamental and hard to figure out. And so are his two sisters, Rachel and Maggie, whom he comes home to visit. It's never explained why Eric has been away from his East Coast hometown for 3 years. Maybe it was COVID lockdown, maybe something else. But things are clearly awkward between him and his older sister, Rachel, played with a wonderfully sardonic edge by Hannah Gross. She lives in and takes care of the home they all grew up in as kids. Their parents are both dead. In this scene, Rachel gives Eric a frosty reception.
So how was your flight? Did you watch any in-flight entertainment?
I didn't have any movies on the plane.
Oh, bummer.
You look good. When did you dye your hair?
A year ago.
Oh, okay. I didn't really know that.
Well, you would have if we'd ever Skyped or FaceTimed or whatever. I dyed it the day after Rosie died.
Oh, good old Rosie. So it was like a symbolic thing?
No, just did it. Didn't think it meant anything. I think I just needed something to do that day.
No, I just meant, you know, it could easily be construed as a symbolic gesture. You know, it's mourning or whatever.
Mm. Rosie was their mom's dog, by the way. In time, we'll also meet the youngest and gentlest of the three siblings, Maggie, played by Sophia Lillis. Unlike Rachel, Maggie is delighted to see their brother back in town. But she's upset that Eric is only here for a short trip, mainly to see his old friends, and plans to spend just a little time with his sisters. He's even rented a hotel room, rather than staying at the house. The writer-director Dustin Guy DeFay doesn't overload his characters with backstory, but he subtly suggests that all three of these siblings are, in their own ways, feeling stunted and unfulfilled. The details dribble out gradually. Rachel works at a local radio station, editing what she contemptuously calls puff pieces. Maggie is a recent college dropout. And as for Eric, it's not entirely clear what he does for a living, if anything. He makes a big deal about having to get home, but he winds up easily extending his trip, not to spend more time with his sisters, although he does, but to join his friends' nightly poker games. Poker serves as a pretty good metaphor in The Adults, which is in some ways a movie about the art of the emotional bluff. It's about characters who keep hiding how they really feel behind a wall of snark and sarcasm. But there's more to their dynamic, too. As the story progresses, Rachel, Eric, and Maggie begin reverting to a form of highly elaborate and eccentric role play from their childhood, often involving singing and dancing. At times, their commitment to the bit is so extreme that you start to wonder if their parents were actors or improv comedians. The effect of all this self-involved play acting is by turns funny, bizarre, off-putting, and weirdly moving. After a while, you realize that it's only through this sophisticated yet childish language that the siblings can really connect and say what's on their mind. At the same time, some of their old gags and routines don't land the way they used to, which is poignant and relatable in itself. If you've ever had a relationship where it felt like stale inside jokes were all you had left, you might know the feeling. Through this role play, you come to see how these characters fit together. Rachel, the judgmental, responsible one, Eric, the prodigal brother, and Maggie, the fragile glue that holds them all together. There's a wide-eyed Peter Pan quality to Sophia Lillis' performance as Maggie, underlining our sense of these so-called adults as overgrown children. Michael Cera, with his gangly grace, makes Eric both infuriating and endearing. But the most memorable work here comes from Hannah Gross, whose mix of big sisterly fury and melancholy has stayed with me in the months since I first saw the movie. She turns this often squirmy comedy into something that might just break your heart.
Justin Chang is the film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new film, The Adults, starring Michael Cera. On Monday's show, we look at the misogyny and homophobia in hip-hop that marginalized artists who didn't fit the hyper-masculine image and how that's changed. It's girls and gays running things now, according to NPR Louder Than a Riot podcast host Sydney Matten. We'll talk with Matten and her co-host Rodney Carmichael. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Charlie Kyer. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.
Yo.